It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May. Thanks for joining me today. I'm really excited to start the program today. We're going to be talking about Daniel, the book of Daniel, for the next few shows. And I think it will be pretty exciting. So I can't wait to start that. And that will begin today. But I also want to let you know that one of my sponsors, Wally Burger, which is at 43rd Avenue in Peoria, right in the Target Shopping Center, they've given me the opportunity to give away some free food. And I'd love to give you some free food so you can try it, taste it, and go back. That place is really good, 43rd Avenue in Peoria. And this is how you win the free food. You email me, and you email me by going to my website, theambermayshow.podbean.com, bravoedwardadamnora.com. No www in front of it. Just in your web browser, you type in theambermayshow.podbean.com. I was getting feedback. People were saying, I can't find your website. Sorry, didn't realize I didn't. You don't need to put the www's. So it's just theambermayshow without the W's, .podbean.com. There's a link to email me. And this is the question I want you to answer. I think it's pretty fitting because we've been talking about God's standards. So here's the quote, and I want you to tell me who wrote it. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Who wrote that? Who said that? And then I'd like you to tell me in the email. You don't have to. All you have to do is tell me who said that to win. But I'd like you to go a step further with that, if you would, with me. Tell me what that means to you, and does it inspire you to do something? And if it does, what does it inspire you to do? And I'd like to share a few of those on the air. And please type in your, give me your address so I can mail you your gift certificate for the free food. If you're hot and want something cool and refreshing, make sure you go check out the milkshakes. They're delicious. And that's thanks to Wally Burger on 43rd Avenue in Peoria. As speaking of sponsors, please take the time out to at least call my sponsors. If you don't use their service, at least call them. And you can get some of their info and their websites by going to my website. There's a link to their websites, which is theambermayshow.podbean.com without the W's. Just type in theambermayshow.podbean.com in your web browser. And on the side, you'll see links to their websites. Call them, at least call them and tell them thank you for sponsoring me, because if they don't hear from you, the likelihood of them renewing will be slight. And if you do use their service, please let them know that you heard them on the Amber May Show. I would really appreciate that. So now that I got a few of those announcements out of the way, don't go away, because after the break, we're going to be talking about Daniel.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
With the rapid pace of technology advancements, purchasing computers or networking your business's workstations can become confusing and frustrating. Let LPGA Technology Control help provide answers to all your computer-related needs. Whether you have one computer or a 50 workstation network, we can help plot a course to make the best use of your investment. LPGA Technology Control provides consulting, installation, and upgrade products and services for systems of all sizes. Visit us on the web at www.lpga.net or give us a call at 623-873-8888. That's 623-873-8888.
Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance Agency. We're your one-stop solution to quality insurance. We offer personalized coverage for your home, auto, life, and business needs. Let the office of Paula Renz Farmers Insurance help you get back to where you belong. We offer life insurance and universal life plans to protect your family. We're here for your financial needs while offering IRA tax-sheltered annuities, too. Let us protect your insurance needs along with bringing you peace of mind. Let us insure your future. Paula Renz Farmers Insurance. Call 623-925-9411. 623-925-9411.
Hi, this is Amber May, and I found some of the best burgers and gyros in town, and I have to tell you about it. You have to go visit Wally Burger on 43rd Avenue in Peoria, right in the Target Shopping Plaza on the southwest corner. This is a family-owned and operated business, and they have awesome food. They even have the Amber May special. So if you're hungry, make sure you go check out Wally Burger on 43rd Avenue in Peoria. Everything is made fresh, and they have a $2.99 burger and fries special. That's at Wally Burger on 43rd Avenue and Peoria.
Come and visit my parents' restaurant and make sure you check out the Amber May special while you are there. It's so good!
We all know fixing our cars can be very expensive. It's also hard to know who we can trust when it comes to auto repair shops. YourAutoNetwork.com takes the guesswork out of finding a reliable auto repair shop. Plus, they have Car Care Reward Membership Program that gives you discounts for all your car care needs. Plus, 70% of the membership profits go to support the Salvation Army. So you can put some green in your pocket and also help support our community. So visit yourautonetwork.com and use the code AM1 at checkout. That's Adam Mary, the number one, at checkout.
If you want to advertise on the Amber May Show, here's an easy way to do it.
What number did you call?
249-5678.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Okay, that's not that easy. Here's an easier way to do it. Call 602-296-3630. That's 602-296-3630. You're listening to The Amber May Show.
Welcome back to The Amber May Show. And we're going to begin with Daniel chapter 1. And the setting for that is a young man, Daniel, had been taken prisoner by the Babylonian army when Jerusalem was captured. The first half of this book tells us how he and three of his friends from Judah became important officials in the government of Babylon. They remained completely faithful to the Lord, even when it meant risking their lives. This half of the book concludes with Daniel serving in the government of the Medo-Persian Empire after it conquered Babylon. This book shows that God is in control of human events, and he guides empires into power. But later he lets them be conquered by other empires. God also cares for individuals who are faithful to him, and someday he will finally bring justice to the world and provide victory for his people. This kind of goes back to what I said a few weeks ago when I had that Power Pack scripture show, and it was just scripture after scripture after scripture. And this kind of ties into what I was saying, you know, God allows nations to be conquered, said it in the Old Testament with the Israelites. As a matter of fact, during this time, Daniel was in the middle of that, being conquered, and he was lucky because he was an official in the court, which was a really amazing experience for Daniel. But if you go a couple books back in the Old Testament, Jeremiah is telling his people, he was the prophet, he was telling his people about this conqueror that was going to come in and take them. And we also read in Lamentations, which was also written by Jeremiah, how devastating that was to the people and how the few that were left in Jerusalem after it was destroyed had no food to where they were eating their babies. So imagine we're living now, we have food on the table and we go to our work, we can go to a movie, we're comfortable. But if another nation takes you over, imagine how Daniel must have felt when he had to see his country, his people, being taken over, and some without food. So that's kind of the setting I want you guys to have when you're understanding Daniel. And most people talk about the prophecies out of Daniel, and I feel the big picture of this book is missed. The events in this book are so very important to our Christian walk. In the first chapter, we find Daniel and his three friends who chosen to serve in the royal palace. The king ordered all the young men that were chosen to eat the same food that the king eats. But Daniel and his friend did something different. We're going to address that today, because I think what they did was staying to God's standards and not being swayed, even if it meant dying. And that's really important. Are you willing to stay to God's standards, even if it's to the point of you may die by not doing what you're ordered to do? So we're going to be looking at that today. But Daniel continued to pray, even though he knew he might be noticed and sentenced to death. These men are inspiring examples for us of living a faithful life in a sinful world. When we face trials, we can expect God to remain present with us through our trials. Some of the mega themes is God is in control. God is all-knowing, and he is in charge of the world and its events. God overrules and removes rebellious leaders who defy him. God will overcome evil. No one is exempt, but he will deliver the faithful who follow him. Another mega theme is purpose in life. Daniel and his three friends are examples of dedication and commitment. They determined to serve God regardless of the consequences. They did not give in to pressures from ungodly society because they had a clear purpose in life. Another one is perseverance. Daniel served for 70 years in a foreign land that was hostile to God. Yet, he did not compromise his faith in God. He was truthful, persistent in prayer, and disinterested in power for personal glory. God's faithfulness is another theme. God was faithful in Daniel's life. He delivered him from prison, from a den of lions, and from enemies who hated him. God cares for his people and deals with them patiently. So let's read Daniel chapter 1, and we're going to title this The Promised Reward of Obedience. I think that's a fitting title for this chapter, and you'll see why after we begin reading it. So Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim of Judah into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylon and put in the treasurer's house of his God. Then the king ordered his chief official of the court to bring some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. The chief officials gave them new names. To Daniel, the name was Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, it was Shadrach. To Mishael, it was Meshach. And to Azariah, it was Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the officials to show favor and sympathy to Daniel, but the officials told Daniel, "I'm afraid my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink, why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief officials presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service, and every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in the whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus.
That sounds great. Wow. They get to eat good food, right?
Well, the food the king ate was food that was that the Jewish people were not allowed to eat. There were certain foods God told the Jews they could and could not eat, and he had a purpose behind the diet he gave the Jews. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah knew that God did not want them to eat unclean food because, and you'll see this in Leviticus 17:10 through 14, the meat was not properly prepared. In Deuteronomy 5:6-9, the activity was connected to idolatry. So God did not want them to eat unclean food. And with every command of God, there is a promised reward. Daniel and his friends were commanded to eat only what God's law for the Jewish diet allowed. Perhaps like the Babylonians didn't know much about diet, but we know that what Daniel and his friends ate was much more nourishing than the rich foods given to the others. So we can understand the results. Just following God's directions for living holds benefits. We may not even see them right away, but the benefits will be clearly seen at last. Following God's diet was not an easy decision to make. The price of not obeying the king's orders was death. The food looked tantalizing. There was another character in this chapter that was the guard in charge of Daniel and his friends. Daniel asked the guard to only bring vegetables and water instead of the king's dinner. The guard may or may not have known that he too was putting his faith in God because he brought Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah vegetables and water at mealtime. The guard could have been put to death for not following the king's orders. The king only wanted the most healthy, handsome, smart, wise, educated, and young fit men to serve in his royal palace. Within 10 days of the young men eating their special diet, they looked healthier and better than the other men that had been served the food from the royal palace. Daniel was also given the gift of telling the meaning of dreams and visions. After 3 years of being educated by the officials, the king reviewed all the young men, and to no surprise, the king interviewed them and discovered that none of the others were as outstanding as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were given positions in the royal court. The first chapter sets the stage to show us, first, who is in control. Following God's commandments and standards has a purpose, always for our good. We have to follow God's directions in spite of the threat of death. God may protect us from death and elevate us to a position of power, or put us in place where we are happy and prosperous. We can't see what God sees, but God said he only wants the good for those that love him. That doesn't mean we will not go through hard times to get where God wants us, but at the end result, it will be well worth it. This chapter teaches us to obey God's commands and standards. Because Daniel and his friends did as God wanted them to do, they ended up in the palace. The Bible talks about a lot of times where you go through a lot of terrible things or things that aren't pleasant, and then you end up being in the royal palace. And you look at Joseph. His brothers put him into slavery. He was in prison. And then one day, he was second in command in Egypt, the world power, second in command, second next to Pharaoh. He was a world leader. Yeah, he went through a lot of hard times, but God elevated him. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah could have ended up like a lot of the other Hebrews after they've been conquered and went starving or became a slave to the king. But instead, God used them and he put them in a place of power and somewhat comfortability because they lived in a nice house. But at least this sets the stage for us. God's in control. We have to stay faithful to what God says. As a result, there will be a reward at the end. It's a promise. We may go through a lot of hard times, but at the end, there's a reward. And by doing so, we become a witness, sometimes without even knowing we're a witness. I'd rather have what God desires than what I desire because his desires always work out for my good. And I could be like a teenager where I think I know what's best, where I think I'm smarter than God. But God sees all, knows all, and he has desires, and he only wants the best. So in chapter 1, it sets the stage of what's to come. And next week, we're going to be looking at Chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar's Dream.
It's time now for your Love Dare Challenge.
Love takes delight. Enjoy life with the wife you love all the days of your fleeting life. One of the most important things you should learn on your Love Dare journey is that you should not just follow your heart, but you should lead it. You don't let your feelings and emotions do all the driving. You put them in the backseat and tell them where you're going. In your marriage relationship, you won't always feel like loving. It is unrealistic for your heart to constantly thrill at the thought of spending every moment with your spouse. Nobody can maintain a burning desire for togetherness just on feelings alone. But it's also difficult to love someone only out of obligation. A newlywed takes delight in the one they now call their spouse. Their love is fresh and young, and the hopes of a romantic future lingers in their hearts. However, there is something just as powerful as the fresh new love. It comes from the decision to delight your spouse and to love him or her no matter how long you've been married. In other words, love that chooses to love is just as powerful as love that feels like loving. In many ways, it's a truer love because it has its eyes wide open. Left to ourselves, we'll always lean towards being disapproving of one another. She'll get on your nerves, he'll aggravate you, but our days are too short to waste in bickering over petty things. Life is too fleeting for that. Instead, it's time to lead your heart to once again delight in your mate. Enjoy your spouse. Take her hand and seek her companionship. Desire his conversation. Remember why you fell in love with her personality. Accept this person, quirks and all, and welcome him or her back into your heart. Again, you get to choose what you treasure. It's not like you're born with a certain presets and preferences you're destined to operate from. If you're irritable, it's because you choose to be. If you can't function without a clean house, it's because you've decided no other way will do. If you pick at your mate more than you praise them, it's because you've allowed your heart to be selfish. You've let yourself into criticism. So now it's time to lead your heart back out. It's time to learn to delight in your spouse again, then to watch your heart actually start enjoying who they are. It may surprise you to know that the Bible contains many romantic love stories, none more brilliant and provocative than all 8 chapters of Song of Solomon. Listen to the way these two lovers take pleasure in one another in this poetic book. The woman: like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade I took great delight and sat down, and his fruit was so sweet to my taste. He has brought me into his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Song of Solomon 2:3-4. This is the man: arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place, in the steep pathway. Let me see your form. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your form is lovely. Songs of Solomon 2:13-14. Too sappy, too mushy, not for those who lead their heart to delight in their beloved. Even when the new wears off, even when she's wearing rollers in her hair, even when his hair is falling out, it's time to remember why you once fell in love, to laugh again, to flirt again, to dream again, delightfully. Today's dare may be directing you to real and radical change of heart. For some, the move towards delight may be only a small step away. For others, it may require a giant leap from ongoing disgust. But if you've been delighted before, which you were when you got married, you can be delighted again. Even if it's been a long time, even if a whole lot of things happen to change your perception, the responsibility is yours to relearn what you love about this one to whom you've promised yourself forever. Your love dare: purposely neglect an activity you would normally do so you can spend quality time with your spouse. Do something he or she would love to do, or a project they'd really like to work on. Just be together. In your journal, what did you decide to give up? What did you do together? How did it go? What new things did you learn or relearn about your spouse?
That's been your Double Dog Love Dare.
Before we head off, I had a listener write me and ask me if I could do a show on homeschooling. So right now I'm working on putting a program together with a panel of teachers, a public school teacher, a private school teacher, and a homeschool teacher. I'd like to get your input on what I should ask them. So please write me some questions. You can do that by mailing me a letter, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona, 85008, or email me at theambermayshow.podbean.com without the W's in front of it. Just type it in your web browser as theambermayshow.podbean.com. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And remember, write me who wrote the quote, "When good evil prevails, when good men do nothing." Who wrote that quote? And you can win some free food from Wally Burger. Oh, speaking of teaching, there is a call to action on my website. I want you to read it. I'm looking for Daniels. I'm looking for Davids. I'm looking for people who will be leaders and also helpers and being watchdogs for our schools. So email me if you want to be a part of that. theambermayshow.podbean.com. Thanks. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, think about number two. Because eventually, number two will look out for you. This show has been sponsored in part by Wally Burger. My best friends, cards, and gifts, and I would like to begin wishing all my radio listeners a happy birthday beginning in October. Every month, we will have a drawing to see who will win a birthday gift from my best friends, cards, and gifts. Please send me your cards with your name, birthday, address, and tell me a little bit about yourself so we can join in your celebration and you could win a gift. Send your cards to 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona, 85008. Start sending your cards today.
Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance Agency. We're your one-stop solution to quality insurance. We offer personalized coverage for your home, auto, life, and business needs. Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance. Call 623-925-9411. 623-925-9411.